Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome candidate for Brookings County Sheriff Jeff Collars. Jeff, good to see you.
Good morning, Perry. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this is my typical first question. Why are you running for Brookings County Sheriff?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question. So this goes way back. I feel like the big man upstairs put me on a path a while ago. And starting to think about my experience and what's led me to my law enforcement career in Brookings here, I felt like I have an obligation to provide the services to the public. And I believe that competition needs to be provided for every public office. I think that's what provides the best service. So I looked back at what my career has done or what I've done in my career, and I've done a lot from corrections to small business owner, patrol experience, investigations experience. I felt like I had an obligation to offer that to the public. So, and Brookings, we haven't had this competition for 20 years. Competition is important. That's what provides the best service. So that kind of led me to think, I think I'm obligated to do this. And, you know, looking at my career, I've been very lucky in all the success that I've had in everything that I've done. I feel that my obligations have changed to be towards making sure that others succeed and that the community succeeds. The future success of Brookings is important to me, and that's why I want to put myself forward as a leader or an option for the public to pick in November.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I'm married. My wife, Amber, and I have two kids. We have Jack, who's 10, and Josie, who's 7. Both of them have been on the radio like we were talking about a little bit ago, making me smirk here. So my wife has spent most of her career in corrections. She actually just recently left DOC as a parole agent, and looking forward to working with some kids here for a change of pace. Me, I was a SDSU student. I grew up in Sioux Falls, came up here for college, met my wife while we were actually both corrections officers at the sheriff's office, never anticipating that I was going to get into law enforcement, just getting it because I needed a job, and here we are. Law enforcement became important to me. I advanced my career. I became a state trooper with the South Dakota Highway Patrol. I was there from 2005 until 2013. During that time, I was a crash reconstruction investigator. I was also an assistant squad leader for the Brookings squad. And during that time, instructed out at the Basic Academy. Ended up looking for more advancements and some new challenges. I enjoy challenges, and that's kind of what drew me to DCI, the Division of Criminal Investigation. So right now I'm a special agent with them, assigned to major crimes. I, for the most part, stay on the east side of the state. I have a couple areas that I focus in. I work a lot of crime scenes, and I also am a polygraph examiner, so a lie detector test examiner, licensed through the state. I enjoy those. I feel like I'm able to make a difference in what I do, which is kind of what guided me into law enforcement in the first place 17 years ago. So again, I've been very blessed in my career, and I think you start thinking about what you've done and where you should put more efforts, and I think my obligation is towards making sure that the community and others succeed at this point. I've seen that in my own career, that I have put a lot of time into training new agents and new officers, both out at the academy and then here locally. That's important to me, seeing the future success. I want to see new people coming into the career recognize that the relationship between law enforcement and the public is what's important, and it's what allows us all to succeed. So that's why I'm doing this, and that's where my heart's at in law enforcement.
How do you see the role of sheriff?
The same. So the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer for the county. They are the representative of the people. And so that goes back to kind of what I've trained people on also, talking about representing the people. When I teach new law enforcement officers coming in, it's a pretty consistent message for me to tell them that they need to be focused on how they're perceived in the public, and they need to make sure that whatever they do that day and whatever decision they're making is perceived positively by the public. And you should be proud of it if it was to be aired on the radio or aired on some TV station so everybody sees. We're definitely in the eye of the public, and we need to make sure that we're building on that trust every day. And if we're not, then we're losing it. So I want my focus to be on that. The sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer. Their job is to lead law enforcement in the county, and that goes into new projects and keeping balance with the community and the public, knowing what they want and meeting those standards. Law enforcement has changed in 5 years and 10 years. I think the expectations of law enforcement are very high now, and we need some good, strong leaders that step up to that challenge to make sure that we meet that need from the public.
Brookings County is in the just about completing a new jail, more than $15 million. Do you think that will serve the needs of Brookings County for the next 20 years? Is it enough? Should they have done something different? What are your thoughts on the recently completed addition?
Well, so I know there was a lot of dispute about it, whether it was on-site or off-site. My personal opinion would have been that it be off-site and use technology to fill that gap between the courts. But it's here, and we're going to make it succeed. I think that the lifespan should be a lot further than 20 years, hopefully. I've seen the facility. It looks like a great facility. I think he's done well with the planning on that. Now it's just implementing that into the future, and we need to make sure that we have good, strong leaders that do that. It's going to take a lot of energy and guidance for the new staff coming in, so I'm looking forward to that.
Kind of a follow-up, there's a lot of talk now about regional jails. Could Brookings County serve as that sort of regional jail for, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 county area, something like that?
Absolutely. I think there's opportunities for the public here. I mentioned before that I'm a small business person and I like to keep an eye on numbers. I think the regional jail approach would offer some opportunities to take some of the liability off of us, the tax cost off of us as taxpayers. When you open it up to the public or to other surrounding counties or the federal government, there's opportunities to bring in income.
They have to pay for it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's a great way to supplement what we're already paying. So, yeah, I'm all on board of that. I think the corrections need to be we need to have a big eye on corrections in the future and the true word of corrections, that they're not just there to serve their time. I think we need to put some more efforts into making sure that people get resources during that period and our staff are properly trained to insert those services. So that, again, goes into the future challenges and making sure that the correction staff have that guidance for the future. I was a correctional officer back in 2004 when I was a college kid, and honestly, it was scary going into it because I did not know what to expect. I hadn't interacted with people in the correctional facility before. You're kind of tossed into it. One of the things that I want to do is I want to bring in some structured training and guidance, almost like some mentorship, similar to what we do in law enforcement where you go through formalized training, but then you're also guided through some mentored training for a longer period of time to ensure that success later on. It's just sort of an investment into your employees. On top of that, I want to see some advanced trainings on recognizing and dealing with mental health issues and addiction issues. I think if we have an opportunity there while they're in our care, that we can help to insert some help where people need. But you gotta do it at the right time, and you gotta do it the right way. So those are some other ideas that I'd like to bring into it.
Staffing issues seem to be a challenge for law enforcement across the country right now. How do you hope to overcome that in Brookings?
So staffing, recruitment, retention are always a big issue, and they're some of my big goals here. If you look at or if you Google law enforcement issues, it always pops up, and it's a similar issue that public companies have. I think you create a positive environment for people to succeed. I've always said that people are assets. They're not our liabilities. Our employees are our assets, and we need to start treating them that way. And I think if you create a positive environment, that helps to tend to keep people there that you've already invested large amounts in. I think you also show a little bit of flexibility. I know in our area we've lost a couple because they wanted to advance into things like joining the joint SWAT team. And or scheduling. showing some flexibility in scheduling, going from one of the big issues between the local police department and the sheriff's office are 8-hour shifts and 12-hour shifts, right? And if you can meet the needs of the public by shifting over, and it's the vast majority of the deputies want that, I think you show them some flexibility in that to increase the chances that they stay. You're always going to lose people. I just want to make sure that I lose them to good things, like if they are advancing towards something that's a long-term goal. I want to support them to that. And I think if you start taking that approach, you start getting a reputation in law enforcement, and it might draw more people in. I know a lot of the people in the state. I've trained a lot of officers throughout the state. They know who I am, and I think that's going to bring some as well. They know the way that I work and the way that I want to treat people. So I think a combination of that is going to help. Now, also, you need to make sure that you're hiring the proper people. I talked a lot about public trust and integrity already before, but we need to make sure that we're following best practices on hiring, which are pretty much set. You know, the larger departments in the state already do this, and they do a good job at it. We're screening out the people that don't need to be in the law enforcement and that we don't want. I certainly wouldn't want carrying my name around or my reputation. Things like, you know, they already do a background, but continuing on that process and doing a full psychological exam and a polygraph exam to weed people out that that don't need to be in the process would be definitely something that I'm implementing. I do those right now, and it's extremely important. I know the ones that are weeded out, and they need to be weeded out. So the people here, I'm not saying anything bad about the deputies now. We're very lucky for the people that we have with the county right now. And they work hard and they're dedicated. You just increase your risk when you're hiring and you don't follow those best practices. Eventually, you're going to catch a bad egg. I catch a lot of bad eggs as a screen for others throughout the state. So it really it drives it home to me that I know that we need to do that. But that's kind of my approach on hiring, recruitment, and retention.
When you look at crime stats in Brookings County and in much of the state, it kind of comes down to two areas that are dominant, drinking and drugs.
Sure.
So what does the sheriff's office do to help those issues?
So with drinking, that is a continued issue and probably will always be. As a trooper, when I our primary area of focus was traffic interdiction with DUIs and trying to get the impaired drivers off. So I know the impact there. That comes – I think we can step up our efforts with teamwork and cooperation with other departments, and I think that makes it a continued impact. With that, we always need to make sure that the continued education efforts are there, just on making sure that the public knows. And I want to gain more of a communication-type approach with the public, just being open with them about what we're seeing. We got some big things on the horizon. In that regard, also like this November with recreational marijuana. Now, I'm not opposed to medicinal marijuana. I think if people need to be treated medically, it needs to be the proper treatment or proper diagnosis from a proper doctor. But if that's what they choose, that's one thing. Recreational marijuana, I have an issue with in the regards that I know that it's going to, we're going to see an increase in crimes throughout, including traffic. There's not any great solutions on identifying drivers who are under the influence heavily. I mean, there are right now some, but there's no PBT. There's no breathalyzer to identify right. People. So we look at other states, and they haven't solved the problem yet either. I don't want to see that come to South Dakota because it's just going to continue to add on to our addiction and mental health issues. As far as the other crimes, methamphetamine is striking our communities hard. And fentanyl, we're seeing overdoses throughout the state. Those are scary. And that's a whole different drug. To be honest with you, my entire focus for drug enforcement would be on methamphetamine and fentanyl. They're very dangerous. They kill people. They change the way they think. They spike the mental health and addiction issues through the roof. I think a lot of the other crimes that we see as far as rural burglaries or any other crimes are usually have some sort of link towards methamphetamine. I want to take a more active approach towards the enforcement there. That needs to be a joint effort between everybody around, from the Highway Patrol, the University Police Department, Brookings Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office. Everybody needs to put their foot in there because it affects us all. There are things that I would do as far as having a more active approach. Some of those would be making sure that we have a drug detection dog that is active. Right now, our dog is an apprehension dog. So, and that dog is actually sitting in a supervision type role. So it doesn't see as much road time as it should. That would be something that I would like to change to get that active. I mean, it's an asset. If I have a tool, I'm going to use it. And I want to make sure that they're used as much as possible. Think about the resources that you dedicate. I would dedicate a dedicated drug investigator for the county. And my ultimate goal would be to get a regional drug task force going. Now, those do a lot of good for the community, not just on deterring and shutting down drugs coming into the community, but also gathering active information that we can use and implement to solve other crimes. So I think long term, that would be a goal. But it's going to take time. It's going to take cooperation with something that other jurisdictions have to plan for and work towards. But again, the sheriff is the leader in that regard. So if they step forward and say, this is what I want to do, this is my plan, this is my strategic plan, I want to implement this, others are going to jump on board because they are the informal leader. Even though I don't supervise people from the University Police Department or the Brookings Police Department, they're going to recognize you as an informal leader for law enforcement as well as a formal leader, and they will follow path.
Other than those things we've talked about, what else? Anything else you specifically would like to work on?
So I think relationships are always important, and I am a big one right now. Knowing the power and strength of teamwork and relationships, I'm looking to increase that both regionally. I know that the South Dakota way of doing things is working together. So that will be a goal of mine, to increase cooperation, teamwork, both with my team and others. I think long term we should look, and we should always have a focus on implementing technology. It's part of life now. So that comes with costs, unfortunately, as well. You have to work with the county commission on that and identify needs. There's some things that I would like to see, just small examples of technology that could be implemented, like license plate readers. Now, you're talking a little bit of money there, but with teamwork and partnership or cost sharing, you start to reduce that as well. And I think that those types of technology-based assets might see some improvement. Now, like license plate readers, I'm not talking about traffic cameras where they catch it for speeding or going through a red light. I'm talking about investigative tools that we can give us an edge on some of the issues that we've seen, like this summer with the ATM thefts or the lug nut issues or whatever. You're not always looking for the suspect, but maybe you're looking for a witness. And some of these, we don't know who saw it. Implementing some of those tools might be able to give us an edge and say, you know what, hey, Perry, I know that you were driving by this place at that time. Did you see anything? It's going to give us a small edge that might increase our success. We need to keep tabs on our actual success level in investigations and make sure that we're constantly making improvements. And I think with that comes implementing technology.
One final question.
Okay.
Why should the voters of Brookings County vote Jeff Collars come November?
I think the voters need to consider the future. Now, my competitor has done good in the past, and I'm not here to say anything bad about him. But there comes a time that we need to build off what we've got. We've got a good base. The changes that I've talked about, from recruitment, retention, implementing technology, teamwork, that's building off that base for the future. We got a lot of challenges in the future. I think we have to have somebody with a fresh set of eyes to look at some of the problems we've been facing continually. And we have to have somebody with a new level of energy. I'm that guy. If you're looking to invest in the future, that's me. That's where my heart is. My heart's in Brookings County. My heart's in law enforcement. My heart's in providing good services and being proud of what I've offered to the public. And I'm here to provide that competition. And I want to make sure that I do the best that I can. So that's kind of why I'm here. I'd encourage the people to think about the future. The future is me.
Jeff Collars, candidate for Brookings County Sheriff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry. Thanks for the time today.
Right here at Brookings Radio.